What's the focus today? What do you do the first day back?
Well, we, you know, assume everybody knows nothing, so we start installing, you know, offensively and defensively everything that we want to get started with, and you know, try to make them understand why we do each and everything we do, and see if they can do it at the best of their ability. So that's going to be the focus. Just be as good as you can be.
Coach, talk about that young receiver group that you've got with Jeffers and Herndon coming in and Cole coming off the knee.
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag as far as young and old. We got, you know, Justin Wheeler and Alex Washington, and then we got John Cole and those younger guys coming up. But, you know, probably the experience is pretty low, you know, in that group overall. So, you know, we think they're talented, but, you know, they've got to show it out here on practice field, and then when the season starts, they got to show it on the field when we're playing games.
Do Jeffers and Herndon maybe have a little bit of a leg up in that they have done it at some college?
Well, yeah. You know, Terrence has got a ways to go as far as getting his academic requirements done. You know, the number of hours he has to earn, you know, before he can play next year is a lot. You know, so he's got to work hard to do that. So, you know, we're going to temper that stuff until he gets ready to go.
First day of spring, who's your starting quarterback?
Well, we got three of them out here, and they're going to be battling for it. And you don't have a starter when you know, until you practice. So we'll start working to see who's going to be the best today. And I think they'll all jump out there and do a great job for us. Kenzie obviously has a lot of experience, and you know, Larry, I think we all saw what he could do in Wake Forest game and in the bowl game. And Jared Funk is, you know, has had some good spring practices out here, and he'll push both of them. So we saw last year that we're going to need multiple quarterbacks, and we're glad to have all three of them.
Coach, how nice is it for so many years you were asking, well, when's going to be the year? When are you going to get to a bowl game? When are you going to get in the drought? That's over with now. Does it feel different now, and how nice is it maybe not to get asked those questions?
Well, it feels nice not to be asked because we did go to one, but, you know, we're trying to put that behind us and add to it. Make sure we work extremely hard and as hard as we can to make sure we give ourselves the best chance to do it again. Doesn't guarantee anything, and we're out here to try to get better, and hopefully we can.
Does it guarantee any momentum? Is there a carryover?
No, it doesn't guarantee it. We got to have a great attitude out here today. We've had it in the weight room. We've had it in the off-season running and things like that, so I would be surprised if we don't get the same great attitude out here on the field. In fact, I'm going to say we're going to get it.
Is it a help that the season was, you know, a month
just
longer?
Yesterday? Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot less time, I guess, between the end of the season and the start of this.
Oh, sure. You know, that means we were practicing part of that time, and some of our younger guys got better, got more reps. You know, it put a little pressure on the coaching staff to get ready, you know, for spring practice after recruiting and things like that. So there's a little payoff, and there's a little price you have to pay, too.
Coach, you've got some guys that you're holding out of the spring for health reasons. Talk about their status, where they are, how they're doing.
Well, Jared Hawkins won't be out here in the spring. He's got to get that foot completely healed up. John Stokes had a shoulder operation. Myron Lewis had a labrum tear that was repaired, so he won't be out here. Can't remember who else. But yeah, Broderick Stewart. He's running now, but he won't be out at spring practice. So, those are, you know, productive players for us, all of them. So, you know, we'd love to have them out here, but that's part of football, part of spring practice.
But those are guys who know what they're doing too. I mean, they if somebody can afford to miss, those are guys who, I guess, catch up quickly in the fall.
Yeah, they know what happens offensively and defensively, and they're all proven hard workers and fast learners. So we just hope they heal well and ready to come back and And they learn, you know, we're going to have some new stuff here and there, and they've got to learn that, and they've got to get it down pat. So, you know, they can't take the whole time off, you know, rehabbing. They need to be out here watching practice and learning what's happening and see how the guys who are out here practicing react to new stuff.
Like they'll all be ready when the preseason.
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
Does having those extra practices for the bowl, does that change some of the schedule of what you guys do for the spring drills?
Not really. You know, when you have the infusion of the red shirts and the guys who didn't play, you know, you got to get them ready to go. So, you know, we basically start over just about every spring and go from scratch, and we'll probably do the same thing this year.
Coach, Dalron isn't out here. He had another year. Can you talk a little bit about that situation?
Well, Dalron had several, you know, injuries that came up, and, you know, he just, you know, he had some things that he had to take care of as far as the other parts of his life, and he wanted to go ahead and graduate and get out, you know, start earning a living, and, you know, we wished him the best of luck. It was the right decision.
Were there any other guys like that could have come back that made their decision not to between the end of this past season?
No, pretty much all of them made it before the season was over. And, you know, sometimes, you know, guys decide to take the fifth year. Sometimes they don't. And then most of them have very good reasons for it.
With all these guys sitting out, how much of an opportunity, the veterans sitting out, opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up here?
Absolutely. That's one of the great things about, you know, having spring practice. So you got to have an opportunity to beat somebody out. And if those guys aren't practicing, that gives you more reps and a better opportunity to do it. So you got to produce when you get the chance. And, you know, we all know what Lou Gehrig did after Wally Pipp got hurt. So,